This is the Monday Magazine Show with Kevin Wilson, and we've got two very special guests in with us this afternoon. We've got Mike Bucket and Bob French from Trinity Theatre Cows. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, well, could we start by introducing yourselves to everyone? The world is listening in. Mike, could you just explain what you do at Trinity?
Hello. My name's Mike, and I'm officially the president of Trinity this year. I've been at Trinity on and off for 35 years, and normally I hide behind the scenes. I've been building sets and stage managing shows most of my time.
Yeah.
So this is actually a bit of a leap forward to actually be seen or heard, or at least heard by the public.
Wow. So you've been involved for 35 years?
On and off.
Wow. And what about you, Bob?
I've been involved for probably 29 years. I've directed one play, but mostly I like to appear on stage in comedies, pantomime especially, but I do like my farces.
I'm also
a committee member,
okay,
along with Mike, to give him a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
Okay. Just get a little bit closer to the microphone for us. How did you come to be involved in the first place? What was the spur that made you get involved in theatre?
My daughter joined when she was about six. I didn't used to go down. Then my wife persuaded me to go down. I wouldn't even go in the club room at one time.
Yeah.
And then they said, go on, go up on stage.
Yeah.
I did three lines in a pantomime, and I was hooked. And that was it.
Okay.
And I subsequently found out that my grandfather used to be a busker in Cowes High Street, so I probably inherited something from him.
Well, it sounds like it. So you're not doing any busking yet, though? That comes later,
no,
does
that,
it?
No, that when I'm hard up, I'll be down on Cowes High Street with my guitar.
Okay, I might come with you. And, Mike, so you were saying that you... Is it right that you've never been on stage and have no desire to be on stage?
No, I don't. Last year in a pantomime, I did think it was a good idea to give myself a little cameo role, which wasn't in the script.
Right.
Walked out halfway across the stage, suddenly realised there was an audience there, and realised that I was far better off behind the scenes.
Oh, right. Okay. And when you're both not involved at Trinity Theatre in Cowes, what do you do? Are you both at work, or have you got busy lives outside the theatre too? Mike?
I own a cleaning business.
Okay.
So I sort of try and juggle that, and all my spare time, what spare time there is spent down at Trinity.
Tell us what it's called. Give it a plug.
My cleaning company is called All Round Cleaners.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What about you, Bob?
I'm retired. I retired in March 2012.
So we
do a little bit of golf, walking, just trying to relax, but everybody says you don't get time when you're retired.
And he's practicing his busking.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah.
Quite an enjoyable life at the moment.
Yeah. We'll bring you back for a little busking session, I think. Yeah. it has to be done. No. In the studio with me, I've got Mike Bucket and Bob French of Trinity Theatre in Cowes, which is celebrating its centenary year. And I'm going to ask them both now to give us a little bit of a potted history, if they would. Mike, do you want to go first? Just give us a bit of background. So where did it all start, and how did Trinity Theatre come into being?
Right, Trinity Theatre actually was built as Holy Trinity Church Hall. Holy Trinity Church is about 500 yards along the road.
Okay.
Finished in 1914, or built in 1914. Obviously set up as a community base then. And they did one show in 1914 prior to the outbreak of the war.
Oh, wow.
The building then stayed empty until the end of the war. Trinity, or Cowes as we are, has sort of been in and out of the building a couple of times since then.
Can I just stop you there? What's Cowes?
Sorry, Cowes Amateur Operatics and Dramatic Society.
Thank you.
And so we've used the building a couple of times. We finally sort of took it over in our own right about 40 years ago. during the war, it was commandeered by the Navy to use as a sort of hospital recovery centre. And then it spent part of its life being used as a drawing office for J.S. White's before we took it back.
Okay.
So that's basically...
Okay. And we've perhaps, Bob, when did theatre production start in earnest at Trinity, do you think? Would you say, is it 40 years ago when the shows first began?
Yes, it was. Yes, okay. 40 years ago.
Okay. Do you know what sort of stuff was being put on in those days? Was
it? I think then it was a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Which leads me to my next question, really, because one of the fascinating things about this is... how tastes change and how audiences change over the years. And I just wanted to ask you if you've got any feeling for how it's changed for the Cows audiences. So have you put on different stuff over the years, and is it radically different now from what it used to be?
We have tried in the last 5 or 6 years to put on more serious plays. But we're very well known for our pantomimes.
Yeah.
And musicals.
Yeah.
But again, it's finding the right musical for bums on seats, basically. That's the secret.
Okay.
Some musicals you can't do because you can't afford the royalties.
And presumably the real pressure, perhaps ask Mike, is financial, because the building itself must cost a fortune to keep open, and presumably everybody who helps out there are volunteers, unpaid people.
So, yep.
So you rely, what, totally on ticket sales?
We rely on ticket sales, and recently we've returned to to hiring out the theatre.
Yeah.
We're looking to sort of improve on that and sort of start talking to the schools to get schools using the hall again.
Okay. What, to put their own shows on, you mean?
Yeah, very much so, because we're well aware of the fact that we've got a stage and there isn't a single school in Cowes that's got a stage.
Oh, right.
So we're about to sort of go and try and have discussions with the school to see if we can maybe offer it to them one day a year so they could use it.
Okay.
Because we're very conscious, the committee are very conscious of the fact that, bless us, none of us are getting any younger, and if we don't sort of bring new people,
yeah,
I mean, 30 years ago Trinity Theatre would put on a musical and sell out 250 seats a night for the entire run.
Really?
And we know that because we have all the county press cuttings, etc. Now, sadly, people's trends have changed. And we'll maybe sell out one performance of a musical.
Yeah.
Pantomimes always do well, and we always sell out two or three of those.
Yeah. But it's a lot harder work now to persuade people through the door.
Very much so.
Do you know why that is? Have you done any research, or is it just gut instinct that says the obvious, it's television and wine at home, and it people are a bit short of money? Bob, any ideas?
I think probably because there's a lot more societies on the island now. There used to be, back 20 years ago, there was us and the Apollo, probably.
Yeah.
But now there's so many.
Yeah.
And as you say, television is a big influence.
Yeah.
It's getting people to come out at night.
Okay. But it sounds like you are responding to that challenge, which is good. And I like that idea of approaching schools very much. But before we move on to have a bit more music and some words from our advertisers, I wanted to ask you, were there any specific people, if you look back through those 100 years, or perhaps more recent history, because theatres are all about the people who give up their time to make it happen, are there any people that you would pick out and say they deserve some sort of a special mention today?
Yes, I think so. Several larger-than-life characters. We had Roy Brown, who was probably, at his time, the best dame on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Lionel Osmond, who was a very, very big character. People like Jane McLean, unfortunately. Diana Waite, unfortunately, is no longer with us. But people that put an awful lot.
Yeah.
And We do miss them.
Yeah.
But they're still with us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to know. And it is all about the time and effort people put in. Without it, there wouldn't be Trinity Theatre, would there? So.
Well, totally, because we acquired Trinity Theatre because one gentleman who was a member of the society bought the theatre for us, supposedly on a deal of 5 cows and a £5 note. but it's never been proved. But, you know,
that, 5 cows.
But we are talking 40 years ago.
Well, it's not that long ago.
And we are talking about what was then sort of fairly run-down building.
Yeah. So. Okay. So you thought 5 cows was a bit much, did you?
I think we've got a bargain.
I think we've got a bargain.
Tried to knock him down to 3. All right. We were all ready. We're here with Mike Bucket and Bob French of Trinity Theatre Cowes, talking about the theatre's centenary year, an amazing achievement. And Bob is now primed and ready to go to tell us all about how that centenary is being celebrated this coming weekend.
Yeah, we're starting with, obviously, songs from as many shows as we could. They were put together by Sue Raybould, our musical director. Very difficult job, considering over the period of years the number of shows we've done. We're doing an excerpt from The Mikado, which is our first show, which was in 1914.
Yeah.
This is being done by members of the now, unfortunately, defunct Solent GNS.
Okay.
But then we're going to do songs from King and I, Carousel, Oliver, The Boyfriend, Pirates Penzance, My Fair Lady, South Pacific. We're also going to put in 3 pieces of drama. The first one is just a small excerpt from The Importance of Being Earnest, which they did in 1967.
Yep.
We are then going to come a little bit more modern. We've chosen 2 of our comedies that we did. Are You Being Served? And also Hello, Hello, both very popular BBC shows, which I had the pleasure of being in both.
Okay. They are comedy classics.
Two of my highlights.
Yeah.
In Hello, Hello, I played Crabtree.
Oh, right.
The bumbling French spy who couldn't speak French.
Well, we've all got to come and watch this then.
And then in Are You Being Served, I unfortunately had the part of Mr. Humphreys. But I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to do small excerpts, and we're actually going to do those as a live radio show.
Brilliant.
Basically to what we're doing now.
When is this on, Bob?
This is this Friday and this Saturday at 7:30.
At Trinity Theatre Cowes.
Yes.
Okay.
Tickets are still available.
Yeah. How much?
Now, that's a good question. I think they're £7,
okay.
But I'm not sure on that. That's not my side.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be a very good show. Well, they are. The rehearsals have been going extremely well.
Yeah.
We have final rehearsal tonight, tomorrow and Wednesday. We have Thursday off.
Yeah, good.
And then Friday and Saturday. So
yeah, an early night Thursday.
Please come and support it. It's your community theatre.
Okay. And when do doors open? Seven.
Quarter to 7.
Quarter to 7.
Yes.
And, of course, the Trinity's got a lovely little bar.
We have a very nice bar, very well stocked.
Yeah.
And we're more than welcome to take your money in there as well.
Okay, brilliant. So that's this Friday and Saturday at Trinity Theatre. And if people want to come and want a ticket, how can they get one? Do they phone?
Yes, they ring our number, and it automatically goes, somebody's manning the box office all the time.
Okay. Do you happen to know the number off the top of your head? If not, I can look it up and read it out later.
I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, don't worry. Or tickets on the door, presumably.
Tickets on the door, yeah. More than welcome. Tickets on the door, very popular.
Okay. And we are sadly running out of time, but I know you wanted to just give a mention to 2 other productions that are coming up later in the year.
We have a play at the end of October called Ladies' Day, and then we have the pantomime the first 2 weekends in December.
Brilliant.
Which is called Pirates of the Panto.
And sources tell me that you are in that pantomime.
I am, unfortunately, for my sins, yes.
And you were also in Ladies' Day.
Yes. Good. I'm playing my usual idiot in the pantomime. I don't have to act then. It just comes natural.
Yeah, Mike's nodding.
Yeah, Mike knows.
Okay. Well, just remains for me to thank you both for coming in. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did listening to you, and well done to everybody involved in Trinity Theatre. It's no mean achievement to keep going for more than 100 years. A great story, and let's hope our listeners will come and support you for another 100 years. So thanks both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.